celebrating Independence Day. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Celebrations are taking a place across the country today for the nation's 246th birthday.
From parades down Main Street America to the smell of barbecue, on this, our nation's birthday and 4th of July celebrations that AAA says almost 48 million of us will travel to this year, most by car. If we're lucky.
I have to stay home. Gas prices are through the roof.
She's in Massachusetts. Those traveling by air may also be trading the sound of fireworks for excuses.
They don't have enough flight attendant. Something is wrong with the plane.
She's trying to fly out of Atlanta as flight cancellations also continue stacking up, though all amid something that no matter what, we're grateful for. Our nation's freedom.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. U.S. officials say they have concluded that gunfire from Israeli positions likely killed Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, but there was no reason to believe her shooting was intentional. Abu Akleh was killed during an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank in May. The Palestinian Authority handed over the bullet to U.S. investigators over the weekend. The release of video from the police shooting death of Jaylen Walker in Ohio prompted demonstrators to march peacefully through Akron yesterday.
Walker, who was unarmed, was killed on June 27th in a pursuit that started with an attempted traffic stop. Akron Police Chief Steve Milet says it's not clear just how many shots were fired by the eight officers involved.
The ME's report indicates over 60 wounds to Mr. Walker's body.
An attorney for Walker's family says officers kept firing even after he was on the ground.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Danish police said a gunman who killed three people when he opened fire in a crowded shopping mall yesterday acted alone and apparently selected his victims at random. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Many air travelers are dealing with holiday delays and cancellations.
We've heard from quite a few folks today who say they're showing up 3 to 4 hours before their flight even takes off in an effort to try to avoid any hiccups. But with the airlines dealing with crippling staffing shortages, folks tell me they're just learning to work with the delays.
Right now, we're just sitting over here playing cards because they're short-staffed and we can't check in and get in there in time. So we're just waiting for more people to come in.
Just the other day, we saw more than 1,200 Delta pilots hit the picket lines in 7 cities, including here in Atlanta, the home of Delta. Their demand was higher pay after clocking record overtime already this year. All of those issues, of course, running right up against a surge in holiday travelers.
Fox's Charles Watson. More than 30,000 residents of Sydney and surrounding areas have been told to evacuate or prepare to abandon their homes as Australia's largest city faces more severe flooding from days of torrential rain. A Texas yoga instructor on the run from law enforcement is back in custody and back in the U.S.
34-year-old Caitlin Marie Armstrong was returned to the U.S. on Saturday and now faces charges in connection with the shooting death of a professional cyclist in what's being called a love triangle murder. Armstrong was found Wednesday hiding out in Costa Rica after fleeing the country last month. She's accused of killing cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in Austin, Texas on May 11th after Wilson had spent the day with Armstrong's pro cyclist boyfriend, Colin Strickland. Armstrong had altered her appearance and may have had cosmetic surgery after fleeing the U.S. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Google will automatically purge information about users who visit abortion clinics and other places that could trigger legal problems now that the U.S. Supreme Court has opened the door for states to ban the termination of pregnancies. Other places Google plans to erase from location histories include counseling centers and fertility centers. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.